Hello, I'm Nicola, and I just have to give you a few minutes of this whole issue on the values on internet. I mean, what values are we seeing being inflated and marginalised in this digital space? I mean, what business does the internet have having a wider impact on our personal, social and cultural beliefs globally in a second? I mean, the other day I was listening to a talk by Julian Treasure all about the importance of listening, not just to others, but yourself, and degrees of silence too. Lovely thought, but I'm not sure if the internet has space for that. And yet, as an avatar in another identity, I was able to wander around an island on Second Life. Second Life is one of those more notorious virtual worlds. And I was able to meditate. I mean, the transference of rest from my avatar to me, bodily, was uncanny. I started to think about the values that technologies I feel as if they're messing with. Yes, I love the idea of social networks encouraging global community and support and sharing ideas, a sort of giant internet hug, so to speak. But there are also technologies that are facilitating bullying, isolation and fear. I mean, then there's this whole can of worms on identity and authenticity. I mean, skewing the whole who are you game, and people not being satisfied unless they truly know who you are, and the whole issue of trust around that. Oh, and before we go anywhere, I'd like to say all my identities are authentic, if you don't mind. Thank you. Values. Oh, and what about this whole issue of community and freedom? I mean, I like the idea of Clay Shirky's insights into cognitive surplus. I mean, massive communities supporting and commenting with a one voice of millions is inspiring. I mean, a fabulous example of this is the recordings of Eric's virtual choir, the one where thousands of singers have been brought together through a sort of internet media. I think it was one of the sort of telepresence or video conferencing systems. And they were all singing in harmony and yet being in completely different places, in front of their computers, all over the world, in that very second. I like that. And on the shadow side of that is the idea that systems can use this to stylize our thinking. And that is disturbing. I mean, do we need a search engine monopoly on me commission? I mean, integrity and multiple truths. Please. And do I dare say the word trust? Actually, my theory on this is that the internet is quite young in many ways, and like many innovations before, it needs to break rules and paradigms to find its own identity. And I don't think it's found it yet. I don't think it's matured yet, and I just have to be patient. But I don't want to be patient. I suppose my question is now, what are the values that are going to win through this quagmire of digital knitting? Digital knitting, that's not easy to say. Is there any point in jumping up and down? Yes, there is, you know, because I've learned that action, bringing visibility in this digital space, will progress the understanding of ourselves. Phew. Feel better now.